the werewolves. The werewolves of Flower Mound. They are suddenly surfacing. Text toy 71755. Funny stuff on the news that Wade Phillips is here for more than the 2010 season. That we knew. That's been a certainty for a while now. But now Jerry Jones saying there will be, well, let's guess 3 years, a three-year contract.
Is that an educated guess?
That story suddenly appeared on the Cowboy website. It has now suddenly disappeared after Cowboy officials shot down their own website. We will.
Let's hold off. Hey,
and by the way, one other thing about 10 people on the text toy have asked this question. Who in the hell was Jerry talking about when he said, I've had three Super Bowl winning coaches here? He was talking about, he was including Big Bill, even though Big Bill didn't win one here. So Jimmy, and then Barry, and then Big Bill, he was including in that bunch. That's what that comment was about in the tape we played earlier. The very controversial Ed Werder is on the scene with us. Hi, Eddie. Hello, Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, man.
Well, I was just saying hello. I thought, you know.
He gave you a 7-minute intro.
Once, so I thought maybe you were having a difficult time. I thought maybe you had your earplugs from Sunday's game still embedded, and I was just trying to help you out.
I just wanted, all I wanted to do was, Ed says hi. That's all I wanted to hear, a good hi from you. Now, how shocking is that to you, Werder, that Jerry would go, and I am shocked, that he would go beyond just 2010 and the option that he held on Wade and is going to take this thing maybe two more years, whatever?
Well, I mean, I guess we don't know, first of all, if that winds up being correct. That remains to be determined. I assume it will be. But we don't know that at this point. And maybe we also don't know the circumstances. I mean, maybe Wade Phillips would not agree to come back after having just effectively spent a year as a lame duck coach to come back and do it again. Or maybe Jerry Jones thinks that that's not conducive to executing whatever his plan is regarding free agency and so forth. So I think there are a lot of different factors that could have come into play here that we're probably not fully aware of at this moment.
Are you suggesting that Wade would have another option somewhere as a head coach? I don't think you're doing that, are you, Ed?
I don't know what his options were, but Chan Gailey just got a job.
That's a good point.
I don't know that
Wade Phillips was in a position to tell Jerry that there's no way he's going to come back and coach one more year unless Jerry's committed to him beyond that. I mean, I don't know if he would have threatened to retire and how Jerry would have reacted had that come up, or if Wade thought that there was. I know he has said at times, I can get a job somewhere else. Now, I assume he always meant that he could do that as a defensive coordinator and not as a head coach, but I don't.
But you don't think, you know Wade.
I don't know all the conversations he's had.
You know Wade. I mean, you don't think Wade's like that, that he would, like, be holding it over Jerry's head. I'm about to walk away if you don't do this and this. I mean, that doesn't reflect his personality at all. And then,
we don't know how he would react if Jerry Jones was trying to make him recreate the scenario that he just went through, which was he just coached an entire season with no real job security, and if Jerry tried to make him do that again after, in Wade's mind, he raised the level of the defense and won his second division championship in a playoff game that the club hasn't won in 13 years, I don't know what position Wade felt he was dealing from in terms of strength.
Are you shocked if it is a three-year extension? I mean, does that just completely surprise you as much as it did us? The story's no longer on the website now, but if that turns out to be true?
I never really thought it was feasible for Jerry to just pick up the option and make Wade Phillips work without job security for two consecutive seasons. I don't think that's a legitimate way to approach things based on how the team performed for the majority of the season and the things that it accomplished.
Ed Werder, the controversial one, ESPN football man, of course. You see him on the sidelines every week. Handsome fella.
Randy, at some point you have to stop lying to your audience.
And his relationship with with Brett Favre is not a natural thing for two men. And I noticed that Sunday, mostly up in after the game up in Minnesota.
What there do you mean?
Well, there were some hugs that went way too close.
No, you're wrong about that.
For two men, quite
frankly. Favre was coming off the field. He was surrounded by cameras. He did an interview with Leslie Visser. He then shook hands with 90-year-old Minneapolis journalism legend Sid Hartman and his radio equipment that dates back to 1940 or so. And as he was walking my direction, I feared that he might somehow embrace me in that way. And so I steered clear of the pack as it moved toward the locker room area. I did not want to be photographed celebrating Favre's victory over the Cowboys.
You did,
I thought that might harm me in this market.
You did not want to see me. You did not want me to see you in that embrace is what that was about.
I just wanted a simple handshake, and that's what we had, and that was fine with me. And then a private audience after the game, that's all I really needed.
That was my next question. Was there a private moment between you and the great number four?
There was an opportunity after he went back to the locker room following his press conference for me and somebody from Sports Illustrated, Tim Layden, to ask him a few more questions, and that was the extent of it. I did not go to any post-game parties or go shoot geese on the farm in Hattiesburg or anything like that.
He's lying.
He told me about the shower scene later.
I'll say this. Everybody was out Sunday night, nice dinner, people were around, Werder. He was not seen anywhere Sunday night.
I think somebody on your show can contradict that, as a matter of fact, and I have other witnesses I can bring forward.
Okay, and now here's...
Are we going to talk some football at some point?
Yeah, here's what... Well, wait a minute. I think the football discussion on Wade Phillips is totally topical for this time. Again, no surprise that he's coming back for next season, but beyond that, I am being told now, confirmed, that he will be back at least in 10 and 11. It's at least a 2-year extension. I don't know what that means if there's, I don't even like to talk about this labor stuff, Ed, but a lot of people want to get into the possibility of a lockout in 2011. And I guess most NFL owners are obviously worried about, which people they would have to pay if there is no football at some point in 2011, and so I guess that is part of the negotiation whether a football coach would be paid. But
and regardless of Wade's new contract status, if they lose 34-3 very many more times, he might lock Wade and Wade alone out.
That might be another very good possibility. Ed Werder, do you look at this, Wade's coming back, we know, for one more year. Now it's going to be beyond that, according to Jerry today. Do you look at this as it's the proverbial question of the moment. Has this been a successful season for the Cowboys?
I think for the most part it was a much more successful season than any other one that Wade Phillips has coached since he became in charge of things at Valley Ranch, to the degree that anyone other than Jerry's in charge of things at Valley Ranch. I think they made significant progress in a lot of ways. I think that they have the right players now going forward where they can conceivably win a championship based on what they have in terms of talent and character and players who are about the right things and sending the right messages. So from that point of view, I think, yes, they made progress, but I think there are some issues that have to be resolved, and I think one of them does involve the head coach and his preference for ignoring obvious problems. And I think the best example of that is that during the Cowboys' most important games this season, here's what two starting offensive players who Jerry Jones gave contracts totaling $90 million to produce for the Dallas offense. In two playoff games, Marion Barber had 11 carries for 18 yards, and Roy Williams caught 5 passes for 59 yards. That's 16 touches for 77 yards from two of your key starting offensive players. And I just think that they refuse to put players on the field based on performance and far too often make concessions based on salary or reputation or feelings or whatever else it is. And I think that has to change if they're going to get beyond where they are right now.
In defense of Wade, sort of anyway, isn't that an indictment of Jerry Jones instead of a puppet head coach?
I don't know who it's an indictment of. It's an indictment of all of them. It's an indictment of the head coach. It's an indictment of the owner and the general manager, and it's an indictment of the offensive coordinator and of the two players involved, although I guess you can argue that Marion Barber was hurt, but if he's hurt, then he shouldn't get 11 carries at all.
And you're saying if Roy Williams is somebody saying he has to be on the field, if Jerry's saying he has to be out there, it's Jason's job to get some production out of him.
But that's not Wade. And by the way, that's not Wade Phillips' fault. Now, it is. He took the job. But, I mean, this is Jerry making these calls.
As I said when Barry Switzer was a Cowboys coach, if you're going to take the job, then you have an obligation to do the job. And in this regard, the job remains undone.
Boy, I hate to sound like I'm defending Wade here, but first of all, it's an offensive question. Both those guys you brought up, and Wade has nothing to do with the offense. I mean, it's just the way the system is around here. So
let's say that Wade doesn't have anything to do with the offense, and he's not in charge of determining roles or playing time. He could still either take a different approach with the unproductive players himself, or he could authorize somebody else to do it. But all year long, Wade Phillips has done nothing but make excuses for players like Roy Williams and for Roy Williams himself, talking about all the brilliant catches he makes during practice and how hard he works. None of that is true. And if it is, it hasn't been translated to the field, and therefore the situation has been badly mishandled, and it's effectively left the Cowboys playing with 10 players on offense too often.
And it's led Jerry to offer him a 3-year extension?
Roy, give Roy Williams a 3-year extension, too. I'm sure he'd take that.
By the way, he's already got one. That original contract. Again,
I've got to get that guy's agent.
Wade Phillips, we all knew, would be back in 2010. Now he will be back in 2011 and maybe beyond. Let's just say 2012. The Cowboy website reported earlier, official website of the Cowboys, it is a 3-year extension for Wade Phillips, stretching to 2012. But that story has suddenly disappeared, and Cowboy officials were knocking down their own website story. Ed, you ever been in that position? ESPN ever do that to you?
I was just going to say how much better we would all be if only the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram at times could have dispensed so quickly with some of your columns.
Yeah. And believe me, there's a couple of them I wish they had. No doubt. Like, well, they should forfeit to New Orleans, all right? Mr. Werder, we appreciate your fine work, man. Be talking
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, boys. Enjoyed it as always.
Good all stuff, right. Ed.
Ed Werder, ESPN, the national version, the sideline man, the reporter. And we've got Matt Mosley with breaking news.
I guess something from the Cowboys here, Randy. Cowboys spokesman Rich Dalrymple saying there are no announcements today and nothing has been finalized.
Okay, that is an official shot down of their own website then. And we didn't report this. The Cowboys website reported the 3-year extension, and unfortunately for Rob Phillips, no kin to Wade, but a fine young reporter for the website, I'm afraid he's going to get that call from Marilyn, Jerry's secretary. Hey, Rob, Jerry wants to see you.
Were there quotes in the story from Rob Phillips, from Jerry Jones or Wade Phillips?
No, there was not. They have learned, and I don't know what to do. I feel bad sort of because they had already yanked it down, and I accidentally stumbled into finding it. It wasn't up there anymore.
All right, here we go. And Wade's coming back. All right, what has to happen on both sides of the ball? Mosley claims he has solutions. Let's see.